He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
LaShonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Thank you, thank you.
Greg, great to have Craig here. Also, the boss of Mark Carter is here today, Heather Baker.
Wanted to know where he is.
From AMP and AY Magazine. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Haven't reported to work.
Yeah, just making sure. Where are you?
Right, I know. If we only knew someone that could feature this incredible room. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it, Mark. You've been like, you know, Mark is so quiet and introverted. And
no.
He's the person you never know what's going to come out of his mouth in a meeting. And sometimes I cringe. I'm like, what is he about to say? Let's reel it back in, Mark.
True.
Let's reel it back in. But this is an incredible room with so much history.
Yeah, I think you could win an award writing an article on this.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Again,
yeah,
for those
the Diamond
just,
Award.
For those just joined the show, it goes, you know, 1925 pennant of your great-grandfather. You've got clocks that are, you know, 50, 60 years old, helmets that back when I played. You got posters from the 70s that are really cool. You know, hog helmets, you know, stuff from the yard, a little bit of everything. And so, yeah, Heather, we didn't know, and I did not know that he worked for you at the time. You know, somebody would say, well, that's not fair. It was blind. Our judges do, I think it was Justin Moore, it was Darren McFadden, it was Kanan and
Ginger.
And Ginger Sandy, and then Melinda Mayo. So that you won fair and square.
And I didn't enter, and I knew y'all were doing it. But my wife, entered me without
you know
me knowing.
I just met her best friend downstairs who said, you should enter Mark's man cave in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes. And so anyway, Ryan's here filming on Facebook, too.
B-roll always.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, Craig, you were the MC of the Tomato Festival this weekend, right?
Well, I'm not the MC, David. I am kicking it off. And last year,
master of ceremonies.
Last year I went to and read to the library The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yes, sir.
They took me out to lunch afterwards, and I said, you know, I ought to come back for the Pink Tomato Festival and do The Grinch That Stole the Pink Tomato Festival. Lo and behold, we're kicking off the entire festival tomorrow at the library at 11 a.m. Bring the kids for The Grinch That Stole the Pink Tomato Festival.
Now, wait a minute. So this is the
this is a parody.
Is this the Bradley County?
The Bradley County Pink Tomato Festival. My family's got it in my DNA. I've got pink tomatoes in my DNA because my father's family is from Warren.
This is the 70th. This is the 70th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was 5 years old when the first one hit.
I had wanted to go to this, Roger.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Listen.
It had it on my calendar, but we got so much stuff going on. All right, go ahead, Craig.
Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the first verse. Yes, the Grinch stealing Christmas was possibly the worst, but we now know that mean act was not his first. Before he moved to Whoville, the Grinch lived in Warren, in a cave with a kitchen and a porch and a den. He also had a garden where he attempted to grow a big, delicious pink tomato. But no matter how hard he worked and tried, every tomato he planted soon wilted and died. Maybe it was the dirt, the water, or not enough sun. But with every failure, he became undone. Just why this happened, we can't understand. But he began to despise what grew on this land. And it goes on from there.
That's a challenge.
And he tries to steal the entire festival.
Very nice. Now, are you a big tomato? Do you like tomatoes?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Heather, are you a tomato?
And you can,
I grow them at home.
And you can put tomatoes from all around the world on a table, blindfold me, have them labeled, blindfold me. I can pick up and taste it, and I know the Warren tomato.
What about you, Mark? You a tomato guy?
I'll have it. Tomato on my burger, yeah.
So, Roger, I remember Roger, Tommy.
I'm not going to eat like an apple.
There
you go.
And what would Tommy always say is the favorite use of a tomato?
BLT.
A BLT. Yeah. And so we would.
Yeah.
I think
we
had a contest trying to find out who's got the best BLT in Arkansas. Like
what are the purple ones called? Those that were the, because we were getting some from Warren, the heirloom. Those things are wow. I mean, it's an unbelievable.
And I think it was one of the dairy bars between Saline County and somewhere, one of the old dairy bars.
Salem Dairy Bar.
Yeah, that was really a good. And I'm not a big tomato guy. I mean, I'll eat them.
But it's plain. Listen,
that's tomato and bacon. Ooh. Right. So if you've got a nomination for the best
I think it's Burgess.
BLT?
It's delicious.
Could be. Could be.
Now, you're wearing a shirt, Heather, that is
–
what does it say? Move your hair where I can see it. Arkansas's number one trivia host. It's AY Magazine's Best of 2026. Roger Scott, Mainline Sports Bar, 103.7 The Buzz.
It actually looks better on her than it does on Qualls.
So that's a design by Steve Qualls, Design Lab.
Yep.
I love the signature there. Look at that.
That's a great-looking shirt.
Did you get
Thank you for sporting it. Well, who do you
I got it as a little gift. Well, I provided the logos.
She provided the contest.
Insight in before anybody else.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I was there last night.
Yeah.
And watch you do your thing last night. And you've got another one tonight, private one tonight.
That tonight we'll be doing the Arkansas Bar Association is having a big shindig of trivia down there in the big room at the casino.
And we're the sponsor of that, too.
Are you really?
Yeah, so.
Oh, well.
Is there anything that you're not sponsoring, Heather?
Not that you want to go to.
Right. We're everywhere.
I know. Arkansas Money and Politics is sponsoring the main
thing. Did you know that Mark had a background in sports in his writing?
Of course.
Yeah.
Most of his awards this year are sports writing. He's very good at business, but when he gets assigned every sports story and can put a twist on it like nobody else can.
You're the senior editor at AMP, which is Arkansas Money and Politics, and you also have AY Magazine. And I was just saying, both of them have a gazillion pages in them every month. Y'all pack so much.
Mental health guide as well.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny when him and Jim Harris were started talking, Craig, about sports. You know, you grow up in the state, and then you start writing about it, and then passionate. We find out Heather, he's throwing things in here. This may be his man cave, but he can throw things and break things in here.
Yeah.
Anything? Simmer down on the tipper.
I know. I've toned it down.
You see the lamp which broke at the top there? That's the sign of
anything in here that you stole that you walked off with they never knew.
Roger's going to try to do that.
I'm just telling you. I'm walking out of here with
that street sign.
Look out.
Look out.
It was on the ground. If a street sign's on the ground.
Is that from your college days? Where did you get that?
No, that's from like 20 years
That's ago. Hillcrest.
That's
where he lived. Before the peace bond.
Here's some messages from our Milton Eatonair text line. Somebody says Cherokee Purple Tomato Roger.
That's it. Thank you.
Everybody's saying that's Tommy's favorite.
Yeah.
Someone for Craig. I've written 2 children's books and don't know where to start for publishing. Any suggestions, Craig?
Craig's publishing house.
Heather. She publishes everything. Are you kidding?
Here's one. Baz is eating bacon. Yes, I was eating bacon. I guess because we're pork, I guess that's what the point of it is.
Sure.
That's okay. 661-1037. Someone says Google says U of A went from Cardinals to Razorbacks and a live mascot was introduced in 1960. I thought you did that, Baz. No, what I did, I reintroduced the true Razorback lineage mascot program. We'd gotten away from that. We had like a farm pig, like a Duroc pig, Craig, when I was a player, and I was embarrassed by it. I said, we should have a real Razorback. So with the help of Keith Stokes, the late Keith Stokes, we've got a real Russian boar.
Oh, I was there on the ground floor, David.
You remember that?
Yeah, I was with you.
That was back in 96, about 30 years ago. And so, yeah.
I just got a message. This is actually one of the most interesting shows they've ever had.
Yes, well, it is. It's thank you. It is a little weird going in somebody's house that you just meet, and you're going, we're going to go upstairs. Mm-hmm. We're walking upstairs with your dog, and just say, here we are.
Gertie.
She's.
Pops
in and out.
We had probably about 30 different entries in a Razorback theme and non-Razorback theme.
Wow.
And tomorrow, it's interesting, the gentleman tomorrow in Houston, he was in the car business. And so what he would do, like he chopped the front end of a car off and would made it into a bench or a bar. The bar he has is like a full car. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, man cave has become a thing. Justin Moore's man cave is just off the chart. I mean, he's got, some of it themed with hunting. Yeah. You know, Craig, if you had a man cave, what would it be? Would it be?
Horse racing.
Okay, it'd be horse racing.
I sort of already have it in a small way. I have all this horse racing paraphernalia.
Yeah. Do you have it in a man cave?
Sort of. Semi-man cave.
What would you put in a
woman's cave?
What would you put in a woman's cave?
you know what? I would put cars.
Okay, yeah, because you're a car girl. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I need a bigger garage. That's what I need. But no, you were actually, Craig, you're saying how we met. Did we meet through Auto Buyer Days? Or remember my son was one of your heroes?
Right, it was through your son. Yeah.
Right. So my son actually, we rented War Memorial Stadium.
Right.
And I hired Clint and some of the Razorback football players, and I invited all the foster kids from the entire state of Arkansas.
Right. That's
and
where we were.
We had a big cake made. I almost got sued because it was made like War Memorial Stadium, and we had all the foster kids out there, and everybody bought gifts. And so one of the cool things, when they left, they took one of Hunter's birthday gifts for the kids, and then Craig named Hunter one of his heroes of the year.
Arkansas of the day, and I loved how the kids came in through the entrance onto the field, and I thought of all the entrances I've seen the Razorbacks take on, this one is just as inspirational and wonderful.
Cool stuff.
One of the things, you're looking at all the shelves. You told me yesterday, Mark, that you've got Razorback, and you're obviously Washington Redskin fan back in the day. You also have a pair of tennis shoes that tell us about the pair of tennis shoes you have.
Those belong to Danny Manning. He, back in the 90s, I was working for the paper out in Jacksonville, the Leader. And Scottie Pippen had arranged a charity game and brought in a bunch of NBA stars.
I remember.
Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
I was the PA. I did your PA that day.
Oh, that's Yeah. And I was sitting at the end of press row right next to one of the benches, and Danny Manning was sitting right next to me the whole game. And I would go get nachos or popcorn during the game. I mean, because you're covering it, but it's not like you're intensely covering it like you'd a normal, like, college game or something. And so I was sharing my nachos, and I think I got him a drink and, you know, and popcorn with him, and we visited the whole game. And then after it was over, you know, we just got up and said, hey, nice to meet you, bye. And he started to walk off, and then he turned around, and he had taken his shoes off, and those are size 17, I think.
Wow.
And he was holding them in his hand. It was just like the Mean Joe Green Coat commercial. I was the little kid, where he gives him his jersey. He just walked back and plopped him down in front of me and, and walked off. So it was awesome.
That and Richard Roundtree.
Craig,
you're 75. You have a lot of, you've watched a lot of Razorback history. If you look around the room, what is to you the most special time? Is it that time right there?
I haven't seen that one. The Arkansas race.
I've never seen the poster before.
And you see Sidney higher than anybody else. He was the quickest leaper in the history of Razorback basketball. There are others who could leap higher, but not as quickly as he could. And he would go. He would go 0 to 43 inches in a matter of a millisecond.
Yeah,
but this pennant that's framed from what year?
1920s.
I think it's, late 20s or, 1930s.
You consider they had not been calling, they didn't start calling the Hogs till, according to legend, 1922. They'd only been calling the Hogs for about 8 years when that pennant
was
used. Isn't that amazing?
A lot of folks are listening and going, "Wow, we should have entered the man cave contest. We'll do it again next year, Rajan. We'll do it again next year."
Yeah,
I think I need a sponsor, and we feature the winners.
Oh, it'd be great. I love that. Yeah,
it's all happening on this morning show, folks.
I love that. Cool. As a matter of fact, somebody's listening down in Warren. The Warren Lumberjacks Booster Club is listening. They heard you read your deal.
Awesome! That was incredible. Craig.
Beat Fordyce.
We need to have you just read AMP. Let's do an audio.
Okay.
Someone says you guys have to have the best she shed contest. I've heard the
she shed.
Yeah, she shed, he shed.
Right.
We will take a break here in a minute, come back, and we'll play a little match game. Do want to thank all of our sponsors. You can't do it without our sponsors. Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Sponsor Trey Reed, of course, Jim Harris today, and Joe Nichols will be coming up a little bit later. Genesis of Conway sponsors Craig. We see Craig all over the place.
Genesis taking me to Warren, y'all.
We'll do by a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. And do want to thank Heather Baker for her support. Matter of fact, Thursday, I think, there's a little gathering that we'll be celebrating some of the
Roger
successes.
Scott.
Listen.
It's all for him. Red carpet.
Here's the deal.
Here's the aerial people.
Open it up for everybody. I don't want it just to be me. I really can't.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're now a trivia question? Who won the trivia host of the year in 2020?
So, this
is for Craig. All right, Craig. I expect you to get this in less than 3 seconds.
All right, I'm going to count.
No pressure.
48 years ago, on this day, 1978, something in sports happened that was very rare. It's only happened a number of times that you should know, because it has to do with horse racing.
Huh.
What happened on this day, 1978, 48 years ago, a horse won a race that put it in his, in the history books? Who was it?
Van Landingham won the Belmont.
Craig, oh my gosh, affirmed. Won the Belmont Stakes and captured the Triple Crown only
in 1978.
Dadgummit, I thought it was right.
And before the year before that, it was Seattle Slough. And the year before that, it was Bold Forbes. And the year before that, would you like to know?
I thought that was right up your. Here's one for you. Here's one even.
Well, now affirmed had come a year after, or actually. A year after Seattle Slough won the Triple Crown, so that wasn't that big a deal.
Give you another shot, Craig. Don't blurt, Roger, because on this day in 1972, Sammy Davis Jr. earned his place at the top of the charts for the first time and only time in his career. What was the song?
Candyman.
Candyman is correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. I
bailed myself out.
You wanted to redeem yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day in 1935.
I'm going to win trivia.
Dr. Robert Smith and Dr. Bob started something, Roger, in 1935. What was it?
AA.
That's exactly right. And it's a friend of Bill. Is it what is that?
Friend of Bill.
Friend of Bill. On this day in 1935. So a lot of cool things happened on this day. In addition, we lost Ray Charles on this day.
Because they had gone and bet on a different horse the day before.
Yes. And this also was the this was the day of the final episode of The Sopranos. What was the song, Craig, that was featured?
Now you got me on this.
Anybody want to help out on that? The song that was featured.
I sit in a different room, hanging to my tip of doom.
Remember the screen goes black? At the end, everybody got mad and go, what's happened? What's happened? What are you doing?
And I still don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the deal. When I watch a movie, I don't want to figure out what happened. I want to know. Got it.
It left it up to you to figure
out. Yeah, I don't.
Kind of like who shot JR.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that thing went black and
by the way, I watched Shooter last night again, Christian. That's our movie, Hawks Holmes movie review of a movie. It's a good flick.
It's
a really good flick. I've seen it 1,000 times.
I'll give it a shot.
Craig, you want to stick around one more second?
Well, I've got to get back, you all. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's right.
Thanks for letting me read the poem. And
that's
thanks.
Awesome.
I'm coming back here to watch a game.
Anytime. Come on. Let's go. Yeah.
This is for real. Fabulous.
Yeah. Party at Mark's, everybody. We'll give you his address.
That's right.
Man. I'm coming, too.
Even though Gertie does not like me and greeted me with barking.
Gertie the black lab does like you. Thank you, Craig.
Love you guys.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Love you too, buddy. Hang on a little bit later. All right, don't go away. It's 8 o'clock here. We're going to play a little match game when we come back. We'll let Heather help us out on that. All right, 8 o'clock. Don't go away.